الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. As we try to explain, Allah from in His kindness puts it in our hearts to realize what a great month this is, how great fasting is, and what a great ni'mat the Qur'an Sharif is, and that Allah has given it all together to us in one plate. What more could we ask for? Everything Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then we must be very careful that the ni'mats are there, but the abuse of the ni'mats is very serious. Not to appreciate these ni'mats. Fasting is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But if we don't appreciate it, we abuse the fasting, then we will have not only lost, we have do great harm to ourselves. So therefore, it is very necessary that we must appreciate all these great ni'mats of Allah, use them, don't abuse them. Like in the Hadith Sharif, it comes that As-Siyamu Junnatun. Roza is a shield for you. And ma'lam yakhruqha. As long as you don't tear it up, you don't break the roza, you don't destroy it, it is a shield from the fire of Jahannam. By keeping rozas, people who have fasted, great rewards will be given by Allah Ta'ala. A person will get completely saved from the fire of Jahannam by the barakat of rozas. But that is, if they were rozas and we did not break our rozas, we did not destroy them. In other hadith, it is explained that roza is a shield. It protects us from nafs and shaitan. But that also, that roza that we did not break. If our shield is broken, we go with a broken shield. A person goes with a gun without any bullets and is going to fight. A person goes with his shield is broken, his protection. He's got no protection. What will happen to that person? So the roza also must be done properly. That we keep the rozas, we don't break our rozas. For that, ulama have explained 6 things that we must be careful in which we don't break our rozas. The first one is our eyes. That what we look at, that we must be careful. That we break our rozas with the looking of our eyes. And committing this gunas, normally we all understand that if a person backbites, doesn't make namaz, etc., his roza doesn't break. But there are ulama, great, great ulama, who hold the view that roza breaks by these things. By backbiting, etc., by looking at haram, actually roza breaks. Though the rule is that if a person's roza breaks also, he must still remain as a rozedar. He mustn't eat in front of anyone. But anyway, that is the accepted view of the whole ummah. All the ulama of the ummah is that roza does not break. But at the same time, of course, roza does not break, but that roza has got no value now. It has got no value. The only, the faraz is off your head that you kept the roza. But the benefits of the roza, an example for that is a person is doing business and he buys the items he's going to sell for 5 rands. And he sells for 5 rands also. He will be the busiest man in town because nobody will sell at 5. All are making their profits, aiding their extra expenses or etc., making a profit. So nobody, he'll be the busiest man. And he'll be making the biggest deposits in his account at the bank. But he'll be the first man out of business also. He won't have money to pay his workers. He won't be able to pay his rent or whatever, anything. And he will make no profit also. So like that, if a person just keeps the roza and does not observe all the proper etiquette, the proper requirements of the roza, he's like doing business. He's buying for 5 rand and selling. His faraz is done. I'm doing business. Father told the son, you must go and do business. So he told him, I'm doing business. But he's doing business, buying at 5 rand and selling at 5 rand. So what business is that? That is no business. But he says, I am doing business. And he is doing business. But what a big loss in his business. So we're keeping rozas, we have kept. But what a big loss in our rozas. If we don't do the rozas. And forget doing, we must not do the wrong things. We must do a lot of the right things, extra right things. That we are not doing, nafal namazas, tilawat, and we're still doing all the wrong things. What is the value of such a roza? We are doing the psalm. Psalm is to protect us. It's qiyana. It's a protection. But what protection have we got? That what we have to beautify and make our roza more stronger, more beautiful. That we don't do, and we are doing all the wrong things. So such a roza, what benefit does it give? We keep the whole month roza. Also, that businessman who does business and he's making profits. Outwardly he'll say, business is no more like before. Now they receive a lot of problems, too much competition, etc. But he's still doing business. Why he's still doing? He's making a profit. Though he's not disclosing, he doesn't want to show how much profit, but he's making a profit. So the same way in our rozas, if we make a profit, a person will be eager to keep roza. He'll say, now it's summer, very hard to keep rozas. But if he's making a profit and he's seeing the profit, he will enjoy it. Whether it is summer, whether he is a bit sickly, some little small problem, but he'll be keen. A businessman, with just a headache, he doesn't say, I'm going to sleep now. I can't go to shop. He knows the whole day at shop what he's going to be making there. In spite of his being a bit unhealthy, some problems in the house also. The house needs some attention, or the wife is not so well, or something, but he'll still go to shop. Because he's making business there, he's making money. The same way, if we realize the value, then we can understand the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that they could not walk to the masjid, but they got somebody to help them. Two people on their side, because they know the Prophet which is in the masjid. They could make their namaz at home, they would be excused also. But they did not. They wanted to go to the masjid. Every namaz, they wanted to make it exactly how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught them. The doctor said that you had to have an eye operation, you can't make sajda. They said, no, that can't happen. I have to make my sajda. Because they saw the prophets of it. The same way, if we see the prophets in our deen, in rozas, then we will be keen. And that will happen when we keep rozas as they are supposed to be kept. So therefore, it is very important that we must keep our rozas properly. With regard to the eyes, the guna of the eyes, now commonly we take it is not looking at other strange women. We must not look at strange women. So that is one major part of the control of the eyes. If we are looking at other strange women, yeah, if we are in the itikaf in the masjid, and those who are not in sunnat itikaf also, but we should not leave the masjid. We should not go out to the shops, etc. If we need something, then get somebody, make the arrangement, it will be made. Whatever you need to buy, it will be bought for you. But we have come here, and really, what is i'tikaf? We are all in i'tikaf, whether it is nafal, whether it is sunnat. But every time we come to the masjid, make niyat also of i'tikaf, it means seclusion. And to be secluded, with who? With Allah. Must not be involved with other people. So we shouldn't leave the precincts of the masjid, except even if we are in nafal i'tikaf, only if we have to go to toilet, and the toilet, we make dua there. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuth wal-khabai. All the evils are there, the evil shayateen, the evil jinnat. So we mustn't go past time with them in the masjid, ad-malaika. This is where we have to be. Even if ever we go in Jamaat, we go, then try and spend most of our time in the masjid proper, not in a room that is dedicated for the Jamaat. Now, most places, a lot of facilities are made for the Jamaat also. They got their separate room or in the courtyard of the masjid. In the masjid, the malaika abound here. And you are in their company when we are in the masjid. Even if you are sleeping here, even if you are just sitting and doing nothing, you got the company of the malaika. And the effect of sohbat, of company, is established 100%. You go a place which is warm, you feel the warmth. You go up into a place which is cold, you feel the cold. These are physical things. Much more than the physical are the spiritual environment. You go in a pious environment, it affects you more than what that heat or cold can affect you. Though we don't sense it, our senses are gone dead. Those whose senses are alive, one time Haji Bey Tadia Rahmatullah Ali came here and we gave him the room to stay, the Mehman Khana. It was just newly built. And he was the first person who stayed there. The next morning he asked me, who slept here before me? I said, no one slept here. He's just now ready. So he says, I felt so much of anwarat here. So those who have, whose senses are alive, wherever they go, they will feel. How many places people, righteous, pious people, they go, and they like traveling, they have to camp at a place. They say, no, not this place. They can feel the zulmat, the harms which is in that place. But our senses, unfortunately, are dead. We don't feel anything. So anyway, so the environment has got, a sohbat has got a great effect on a person. A person must be. So this is, mainly we take it looking at other women. And today, alhamdulillah, yeah, Allah gave us fadl, made fadl on us by His karam. There are no women that we see around here. Unless perhaps the front windows, which are not fully open, they don't open fully. And some woman is passing. But that also, the arrangement is made. The hedges are planted there, and they will grow, inshallah, and the whole thing will be veiled. But so that also we are safe from. Don't go to the shops. Don't go out of the shops. The laundry also are males, but you are not even expected to go to the laundry. Your laundry is taken for you. And it's brought back for you. All the arrangements are made. Now the main chief shaitan that has come, the cell phone. And on that, it's now up to us. And we, and the person, the complaint that come, some people, not necessarily here, other places, they are under their blanket and they're busy with their cell phone. And they are watching all the filth. And even if it is games, and even if it is cartoons, all the games also are filled with shaitan yet. All the cartoons are filled with shaitan yet. Just little bit, this is old now, I don't know where the games have reached already. That there was a game, that there is a terrible noise taking place. And you have to quell, silence that noise. When the whole thing, you get points, you are winning all the time. But at the end, what was that noise? Na'uzu billah azan. That you must put down the azan. It's a terrible noise. So if that is not shaitaniyat, what is it? All the things. Another game that all, they are the bad guys. And you must kill them, get rid of them. And who are they? The mujahideen. So that all shaitaniyat is filled in there completely. And that has an effect on us. And like this, if we will talk with somebody bad, sohbat, it is bad. And it has its effect. But when you are, you'll talk with somebody who you take as your hero, and he tells you wrong things, you take it hook, line and sinker. Wholeheartedly you accept it. Like the very sad thing, our children who go to school, what the teacher tells them, they accept it wholeheartedly. All the wrong things also which they tell them. And today the cell phone, the way we have taken it, like it is our God. Whatever comes, the media. The media, everyone accepts they lie. And they lie through their teeth. And what terrible lies. But all accept it wholeheartedly. This is truth, what the media is saying. A politician is not a politician until he's not a professional liar. Professional deceiver. But we accept what they say. And Quran, Allahu Akbar, ulama have explained, that 77 zero places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala, who can be truer than Allah? أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Allah is the most truthful. 70 places Allah has promised, I give you rozi. I will give you rozi. Only one place in the Quran Sharif, Allah quoted shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. That shaitan warns you, you'll become poor. Don't spend here, don't spend there. Be careful, save for the rainy day. One place only. And we don't follow 70 promises of Allah, who is absolutely truthful. And one warning of shaitan, and we follow head on. Which is what shaitan says. We just don't want to spend. And if we must read the ahadith, Allah reward Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mu'az Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, in Fazail al-Sadaqat, that how the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whose iman was made to the T, that how they used to spend. They should yu'thiruna ala anfusihim. They should harm themselves. They should deprive themselves, but they should spend on other people. They had that full conviction. And accordingly, Allah dealt with them. Just imagine the Sahaba, Allah brought them to that stage that the crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome, the superpowers of that time, fell at their feet and they had no regard for it. It didn't have anything. The queens and the princesses of Persia and Rome, the superpowers, they became not their wives, their slave women. They didn't have to pay mehr for them also. Allah put them, and the queens and the princesses of that, when they followed Quran, Hadith, this height Allah gave. And Allah will give it today. Whoever will do that, Allah will give him such great honor and enjoyments of dunya also. So anyway, so we must follow the Quran Sharif and the promises of Allah Ta'ala. So this looking now, or this cartoons especially, and everything else on the cell phone, we should try and avoid it. We know we're looking at something good also, and a pop-up comes up. And easily a person can get misled from there. So we should try and avoid it, especially when we have come for our Islam. We should not keep the cell phone. We should hand it in, keep it in the office. And it's not that our life will not carry on. The way we have hinged ourselves, more than what we need Allah, we need the cell phone. That without the cell phone, we cannot do anything. We are paralyzed without the self. We should be paralyzed without Allah, without our deen, not without a cell phone, but we just can't do without it. So anyway, looking at strange woman, commonly we take it. Then there is another haram look, which is worse than looking at strange woman. And that is, yeah, possible, and it happens here also. And that is to look down upon somebody, that I'm better than that person. A person suffers from takabbur. And that is inside him, that I'm somebody, I'm great, I'm better than others. And the other is kibar. That is the manifestation. Now you got arrogance in you. Then there is another, which is ujub. That you don't think anyone is bad, but I am good. Just to think of oneself as good, that is also the lowest of the worst thing in a person's life, to think I'm good. Even if we are making five times namaz, etc. Just to explain that point, instance is written of a person living in a village, very big sinner. Day by day and by night he was a sinner. Doing all these wrong things, humanizing, alcohol, liquor, everything. Comes home late at night, 12, 1 o'clock, drunk. He comes home. And then he sleeps away, gets up early, and then he goes and take a bath, etc. Anyway, this person passed away. So nobody came for the janazah. Not even neighbors, not even family, friends, nobody in the town, nobody came. So the wife, what is she going to do with the body? 3-4 days had passed and nobody came. So she called 4 laborers and she told them, paid them and take this body how you people know how to give ghusl, you give ghusl, you take it to the qabristan, put kafan, and if there is anyone to make janazah namaz, let them make, otherwise without janazah, bury. Because there is absolutely no one who is coming. They did, they gave the ghusl, they put the kafan, they took him to the qabristan, then Allah put in the heart, made ilham to the great buzurg of that place, that my wali's janazah is in the qabristan, and you go and make his janazah namaz. So then he went, and when the buzurg went, the whole town followed him. Big janazah namaz. They made the janazah namaz, then they found out it is this person. They went straight to his house. They asked his wife, what kind of a person was he? What we thought of him. She says, you people also know, and I also, we all know what kind of a person. But he had two good habits. One is, he used to come late. But when he used to come, then early hours of the morning, he should go and take a cold shower bath. And he should become sober. Then he should cry to Allah. Ya Allah, in which corner of Jahannam are you going to throw me? Which place have you kept for me in Jahannam? And he used to cry to Allah Ta'ala. So and the second good quality, he always kept an orphan child in the house. And he would not eat till the orphan child ate first. He would not buy clothes for himself, for us, his family, until first he bought clothes, new clothes, for the orphan child. So he had those qualities. And on the other hand, what guarantee we got we're going to die on Iman. And also, if we just give it a little thought, we will see that many, not all, but many of these people who are like drunkards, drug addicts, etc., they all, most of them, we are bad guys. We are very bad. We are big sinners. And that admission of that is enough for Allah to give them the highest places of Jannah. And the other people, we are making some namazes, etc., and we feel nobody like me. And that pride is enough to drop us in the lowest pits of Jahannam. With all our namaz and all our knowledge and being ulama and everything, but just thinking that I'm good. And how many of us suffer from this? And especially when we can read Quran very well. Our knowledge, our bayans, everything. I'm somebody. People listen to me. And that is that pride, that ujab. Even if you don't think bad about other people. Just that is enough to drop a person right down into the pits of Jahannam with all our namaz and everything. And all these people, we look down upon them, but that humility, and many we have seen, that what good mods they get. Though they are living like that, but they get very good mods, that humility in them. So the first thing to start the road of suluk is to realize, not to think, to realize I'm the worst person. Like that, a person listens to the talks and then he says also, I'm the worst. I'm worse than the feces of the pigs and swines also. But when the crunch comes, just somebody didn't give us some attention somewhere. Somebody didn't give us some show. We got big complaints. One time, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, so much involved in the work of Tabligh. But when he was in Medina Sharif, his Safa Ula, first Saf, he would never miss. Where they on the right hand side of Masjid and Nabawi, right in front. Now the front section is cordoned off for those people who read Salatul Salam. But before all that was also people right there in front. So he was sitting there, and one good friend of his acquaintance, who had correspondence with Maulana, he came to visit Maulana. So when Maulana saw him, Maulana said, "Bahut acha hua ye bare gade tum aaye. Very good, oh big donkey, you came." So that person got very, very offended that I'm a close associate of Maulana, and he calls me a donkey and a big donkey. So he said, you're offended. So Maulana asked, why are you feeling offended? You always write in your, you sign off your letters at the end, Ahkar, the lowest, and Na-Chiz, a person who is nothing, and Na-Kara, a person who is useless. You always write that. So when I made you a donkey, a big donkey, you should be in fact happy that you regard yourself, I'm nothing, not even a speck, not a dot also, I'm nothing. And I made you a big, like a donkey, and a big donkey. You should make, so it is just all is show. And we don't realize it. We think I am humble. These words that we use, and we get convinced, I am humble. But when the crunch comes, then a person shows out that what we think of ourselves. Maulana will give bayan also, I am nothing, I am useless. And as he's walking out, somebody just has to tell him something, Maulana, you spoke a lot of rubbish. And then see now, Maulana, if he still thinks that I am nothing, then it will come out. The minute somebody just says something against us, we just can't take it. So a person, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, his Shaykh Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, told somebody to tell him, long time he hasn't written his condition. What is his condition? Tell him to write. So he says, what must I write? Of three things that he wrote, the one thing that I remember and we want to say, he says, now all the praises of the people mean nothing to me. And all the criticism of the people means nothing to me. So that is now tawadu. And that is what we have to get here. That I realize I am nothing. Yeah, just on the dastarkhan something. Or somebody, I make myself to be like pious, but nobody is acknowledging my piety. And I get offended. And also nafs is such a thing that when you have done something wrong to somebody, that person wants to take the revenge. He won't take it on that point. He'll look for another point. This is the problem here. Husband and wife, something argument happened, and the wife spoke bad about the husband. She spoke to her badly, but now she couldn't. It was the truth also. They couldn't find another occasion, another fault, and use that to cover up on score points on this. So nafs is very, very shrewd. And shaitan is very, very shrewd how they will get at us. So, and they won't leave anyone. Everyone has got his nafs. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave them their full control. Their nafs was fully under their control. But for us, the nafs is there, everyone. Whoever it can be, the big sheikh of the time, whoever. Nafs is there and he's alive. And he's still mort. And shaitan is there. So we have to be very, very careful. So just that we have to realize that I am the lowest. For that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us many times, at least start with this. This is not the end of it. This is the starting, that every day, once at least say to yourself, take your name, say, hal mein, presently, sab musalmano mein, amongst all the Muslims, and then take your name, Abdul Hamid, mein sabse battar aur kamtar ho. I am the worst in all the Muslims. Tell a person doesn't not say it, realizes it. Not just think about it, but realize, I am the worst. Tell that we got no position by Allah. No matter what our namazes are, and our knowledge is, and our titles are, till we don't realize I am the lowest, we got no position by Allah Ta'ala. Or ma'al ke aitibar se. And as far as maut is concerned, sab kafiron mein. Or sab janwaron mein, main sabse better ho. I'm worse than all the kafirs also, who haven't got iman, and all the animals also. And why is that? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah had explained to us that that kafir, the last minute, he can accept Islam. And there are such occasions. It's not so very long ago, before all this COVID and death, in America, in a hospital, there was two patients, Muslim and a non-Muslim. Then on the visiting hours, on a Sunday, Muslim got a lot of visitors. Many people came. And the poor non-Muslim, no visitor came. After all went away, that non-Muslim asked the Muslim, how come you had so many visitors? I didn't get one visitor. He said, our religion teaches us. You must go and visit the sick. And you must go and console him, give him, lift up his spirit, all those things. So he says, what a beautiful, can't I also become a Muslim? He says, no problem. Just read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now we know that a non-Muslim, for him to read the words are very difficult. They can't get La ilaha, they have problems. And he was practicing and you have to learn the words now. The sequence, reading it, he couldn't get it right. Finally, when he got it right, as soon as he got it right, he passed away. Man qala la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. He's gone. He entered straight into Jannah. So, and who gave us guarantee that our mort is going to come on Iman? how people's conditions we see in this dunya, pious, pious people, and how their conditions change. And they flip completely onto the wrong side. And they become strong upholders of the batil and the wrong. It is shocking that we see. Also, Allah showed us in the short life of ours, other people who were not concerned really about deen, but how their life changed at the end, and how they went to great heights they went, and they reached Allah in those great good conditions. So we don't know what is our end, and nobody knows it. You can try and claim and make your murids think that I'm a big buzurg, I know a lot, and I know the ghaib also. If you think and you want to try and make it known you know the ghaib, you're the biggest shaitan. Alimul ghaib is only Allah Ta'ala. And to try and behave and act in a way, I'm very pious, you're the biggest shaitan. And what will be your condition? So we don't know. So to look down upon somebody, that is another. And yeah, in the Khanka, that because I'm reading more Quran Sharif now, at night, at this time, I'm awake, all are sleeping. I'm better than the other people. You're a goner. So to look down upon anyone. So that also we have to be very careful. Also to look at things, to be at places where haram is taking place. That is also wrong. To look with your eyes, especially these cartoons. And commonly what it is in us, even the mothers, fathers also, even if they are alimas and alim, the child is watching cartoons, what's wrong? What you got a problem with that? What is wrong in looking at cartoons? But how much of wrong is there? Today we have gone so much offline, to come back online, our thinking, and yet that offline is what we call moderation. And I got Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. My Islam is both. I'm not only for akhirat, I'm for dunya. What the ayat means and what the dua means and what we making out of it. A person, once we were traveling in Saudi, and the taxi driver put on the radio and music was playing. So I told him it's wrong, put it off. So he proved himself immediately, he read ayat of the Quran. La tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. Don't forget your share, and your share, according to his meaning, that your enjoyment of dunya. Take your full share of enjoyment of dunya also. Many people, they will go in jamaat also, go for umrah. Good work they will do. Come back, first thing, gone to a resort now. Well, now they made namaz in the haram of Makkah. Big jamaat, 100,000 sawab. Medina Sharif, 50,000 sawab. Now they go to the resort, no masjid. Now they spend a week there or whatever. Now without any namaz. Namaz also compromised. The clothing also compromised. And all shortcuts in that namaz. And no masjid, first of all. No jamaat namaz. And yet we are the good Muslims. I'm not talking of those who don't make namaz. These are those who made in the haram of Mecca. And they made sure they 1 hour before time, 2 hours before for the namazes. And now this is how we flip. So Allah Ta'ala says, so anyways, to look at these cartoons, to look at these play games, and the wasting of time in games, that is also, it's not acceptable in any way. And we have to get our thinking correct. These things, all the complete anti-Islamic things for us as good Muslims are all acceptable today. And if you think or talk about it, you're a big problem. You are being an extremist. When you are just, who can be an extremist? To what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Adhu alayha bin nawajis. What Allah Ta'ala says, that, what was I? Surah Hud. Fastaqim kama umirta, Allahu Akbar. Fastaqim, the one word that you must remain straight. And who is saying it? Allah Ta'ala. And to who? To Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly. So what is that straightness? In the tafsir of this ayat, ulama explained that to be straight, to be correct, 100%, in static things, things that don't move, it is so difficult. Like, for example, a plan of this masjid, a house, anywhere. If the architect makes a mistake, the engineer makes a mistake of 1 degree, If it is a little bit bigger, longer at the back than the front, it's gone out of square. You can have hole forever as long as that building stands. Possibly the municipality, the building council will condemn that building. There are places, some places the buildings they condemn because it was not done correctly. So anyway, yeah, even if they don't condemn it, if it is just out of square, whole time you'll have problems. This is for static things, things that don't move. And we move all the time. And the biggest mover in us is the heart, which is called in Arabic qalb. Qalb means that qallaba yuqallib, it just moves all the time. A cardiologist of Lahore was with us from in Jamaat, and he said when we work on the heart or heart operation, there isn't a single split second that that heart is standing still. It's just moving, even when it's not doing its functioning. We are working on it now. But it is made such, it just doesn't, it's not still. So for that, Allah says, fastaqim. In all your conditions, happy conditions, sad conditions, the command of Allah will come first. You are rich, you are poor, you have got enough, you haven't, you sick, you healthy, you with your friends, you with your enemies. In all conditions, even when you with your enemies, Allah's commands are there also. And when you are with your friends also, ahbib habibaka haunamma, your bosom friend also, but have love for him in its limits. Don't go over the limit. Wabghuz baghidaka yawma haunamma, and your enemy also, don't hate him to all the lengths. Asa an yakuna habibaka yawma, it's possible that your enemy will become your friend, and it happens. And your best friend becomes your worst enemy. How many court cases, husband and wife, divorce, and now see what is taken out, the bare, dirty linen in court. Because she knows everything of her husband. Now she's taking the husband to the receiver, reporting him there. And she, everything else she's doing. She was your bosom so close, the most closest a person, more than what his mother and father, he's so close with his husband and wife relationship. But when the enmity comes, and today it's a daily thing, or rather an hourly thing, or perhaps even by the minute, these things are happening. So a person has to be very, very careful with all with who we mix, etc. So anyway, so all these things here, we must be very, very careful. So even watching all these things, we are breaking our roza. If the roza, the few ulama who have the view, roza breaks actually, then it's broken. And if not, then there is no benefit left in it. No goodness in that roza. It was, as it comes in the hadith, for many people, they get nothing from their roza, but just staying hungry. Just feeling hungry. You wanted to drink water, you couldn't drink. You wanted your juice, your tea, you couldn't have it. You had to suffer that. But you got no other benefit from the roza. Many people, from staying awake their night, they got nothing but just the tiredness. That they got up early for tahajjud. Or perhaps they didn't sleep at night. And it takes a toll on the body, strain. But that is all what they got, the toll and the strain on the body. And no benefit. Morning came, and now they looked at the other people. You made the whole night ibadat. Your wife getting up now just before Fajr. And just the thought come, oh, lazy thing. She only is getting up. Your whole night ibadat is all gone. And you thinking you made lot of ibadat. So the path to Allah, Allah has made it easy for us. And but if we apply ourselves. Otherwise, if we don't, then shaitan and nafs are such enemies that really nobody can get saved from them. Allah's help is there, and Allah offers His help. Roza is that help, but keep the roza properly. So the first thing from the eyes that we have to stay away. And today, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah reward him, Hazrat said that Allah had blessed me to put my finger on the pulse of the ummah. And the biggest problem of the ummah is this eyes, the romantic world. And they are all drowned in the Atlantic Ocean. With all the romantic, they are drowned in the Atlantic Ocean. And my mission is to take them out. And all this illicit love affairs and the harms that come, whether then it reaches to HIV and AIDS, And all that, it starts from the eyes. The root cause. And this is one speciality. Allah has blessed our ulama, ulama Rabbaniyin of the southeast continent, that they look at the root cause. And the root cause is the eyes. It's not a matter of separating boys and girls at school. Those are all subsidiaries. The main thing is the eyes. That has to come under control. So this is the month of Ramadan is for us to keep rosas of the eyes also. Ulama have written, Ya kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rosas have been made faraz on you. Ulama have explained, on every part of your body. Rosas have been made faraz on your eyes also, on your thoughts also, your tongue also, your ears also. Everything rosas have been made for us. So if we keep the rosas properly, then we can get the benefit. Now we'll be all opening our rosas iftari time. I kept my rosa. But how many of us, our rosas are there? How many of us did we enter in namaz? If, for example, we are not saying Allahu Akbar audibly, that I can hear myself, not loud like the imam, but at least that I can hear it myself. My lips were not moving, my tongue was not moving. We didn't even enter in namaz. Where are we going to go out of namaz when we didn't enter namaz? So how many of us who didn't enter Ramadan, how are we going to go out and make Eid? But outwardly we do all those things. A poet says beautifully, Kafan bardosht hoge. We are already lying on the kafan, we have died. They are giving us ghusl. Lekin abhi marna nahi sikha. But we haven't learned how to die. We are dead already. And majority, 99% of us, we are dying, people who are dying, but we haven't learned how to die. Allah says, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You can only die when you have totally surrendered yourself to Allah. You have reached the maqam of tafweed. Then you know how to die. Haj karke aaye, lekin abhi haj karna nahi seekha. We came back, we made haj already. We got the title of haji, but we haven't learned how to make haj. You got your driver's license where there is corruption and so much in the world. You get your driver's license, but you don't know how to... you don't know whether you must enter the car on the side where the steering wheel is, right hand or left hand, or must you sit in the back seat, but you got your driver's license. You don't know anything about driving whatsoever. We kept rosas Ramzan past, but we didn't even learn how to keep rosa. And we are all proud we observed Ramadan. So it is necessary for us, and Allah make it that we have come here and we learn these things, and we take these lessons, inshallah. So the eyes, and we can, the whole month we can speak on the eyes, the guna of it. We can't cover this subject. And so many more things we have to speak, all the six things. And besides that, many, many more things. Our deen is so beautiful, it's so vast, it's enough to captivate us, to make us prisoners in our deen, that a person gives his life for his deen. So much the deen has got, and that is only the learning. And then the practicing, and that is where the enjoyment comes, when we really will practice. A person who will learn how to control his eyes, he won't be deprived of anything. A person who closes his eyes to haram, Allah opens his eyes to him. We can only see Allah when we have closed our eyes to haram. As long as we are looking at haram, forget, you are dreaming I've seen Allah, or that I'm in contact with Allah. With the dirty eyes, Allah is so pure. When Musa al-Islam, with his pure eyes, Allah says, Lan tarani. You cannot see me with your eyes. Where are we going to see Allah with our filthy eyes? With all the filthy, dirty women who have got their menses, they are filthy everywhere. Their heart is filled with kufr and shirk, and we enjoy looking at them, and we're going to see Allah. And we're going to get closeness of Allah. Which world are we? Which dreams are we looking at? What are we thinking who we are? Allah give us tawfiq to realize and to correct ourselves. This is an opportunity. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.